واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. Be patient, because verily Allah would not indeed do away with the reward of the muhsineen, the good doers.
We have been doing Qiyamul Layl, inshallah. We've been fasting. We've been trying to implement the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, a good deed, ya akhi. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with iman and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihtisaban, his past sins will be forgiven. وَمَنْ قَامَ فِي مَقَامُ رَمَضَانِ إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غِفْرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And whoever stands in prayer in the month of Ramadan with iman and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his past sins are forgiven. We've been doing this throughout the month. Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha was doing this throughout the month. And she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if she meets Laylatul Qadr, what should she do? After all of that ibadat, after all of that worship, after all of that sadaqah that you give, after all of those good deeds, after all of those efforts that you've made, what is the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us to make in the night of decree? Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are pardoning. Pardoning for what? We've been doing good deeds, sir. We've been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is asking us to seek pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after our deed. And this is a reminder for me and my brothers and my sisters. Don't feel satisfied with the ibadah you've done up until now, ya akhi. Don't feel like I've done all of this ibadah. I'm doing itikaf. Khalas, wasalt. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ummul mu'mineen. Khairun nisa. The best of the women. Radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her to do what, ikhwan? Seek what? Pardon. Seek pardon. And this is a lesson for us to humble ourselves as it relates to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it relates to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, أَسْتَحِبُّ أَنْ اجْتَهِدْ فِي النَّهَارِ كَمَا اجْتَهِدْ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah ta'ala, he said that I prefer that I work hard in the last 10 days, by the way, that I work hard in the last 10 days in the daytime as I work hard at night. Some of us, as soon as Maghrib come, we put our ibadah hats on. It's time to remember Allah. It's the night of decree, inshallah. But the Salaf used to do ijtihad in the day as they would do it in the night. This is why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for pardon. Because of our naqs. And that's why Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that the aqil, the one that knows, the one with intellect, common sense, he knows that his ibadat is between hope and fear. He hopes that he's accepted. And it fears that it's not. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only from the muttaqeen. Who from amongst us can say that we're from the muttaqeen? Who from amongst us can say that we're from the people of taqwa? That our salah is maqboola. That our prayers are accepted. Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that the aqil, the one with intellect and common sense, he looks at his actions as they're deficient. He looks at his ibadat, that they are deficient. That they are deficient, not enough. So he works hard. And this brings us to another point. which is the benefit from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala. And that's regarding Laylatul Qadr. Some people say it's the 27th. Some people say it's the odd nights. The 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, the 29th. Let me work hard on those days. As for the 22nd, as for the 24th, as for the 26th, this is break time. Fusha. This is break time. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he gathered all of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it relates to Laylatul Qadr. And he says, in summarizing all of those narrations, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa li sab'atin tabqa wa li khamsa tabqa wa li khamsatin tabqa. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, and the Laylatul Qadr is for 7 nights remaining, or 5 nights remaining, or 3 nights remaining. Now we are not aware, ya ibadallah, whether this month is 29 days in this month, or whether it's what? 30. Are the odd nights for 29 like the odd nights for 30? So how do you know which one is the odd ones? How do you know which one is the odd ones? It's the 23rd night. Quickly, let me run to the masjid. Akhi, it could have been on the 22nd, according to how you've understood it. Wal-ilmul-ghayb inda Allah. And the knowledge of the unseen is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayhi, after the bath, after summarizing all of this, he said, وَلِذَٰلِكَ And he says, and because of this, it is a must that the ibad, that the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do ijtihad in all of the 10 nights. That they work hard in all 10. Because you don't know whether it's going to be 29 days or whether it's going to be 30 days. You don't know. So after all of this, when do we say this dua, ikhwan? Do we say this dua? Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afu fa'fu anni, on the odd nights or every night? We say it every night. Why? Because we don't know which is Laylatul Qadr. And this is from the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that would increase the ibad and the worshippers in remembering Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And exhorting efforts. And exhorting efforts. And that's why I ask my dear brothers, I advise them, and I advise myself to work hard in the last few days that's remained in this blessed month, and work hard in the qira'ah of Quran, and seeking forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making this dua, and saying this supplication with ikhlas, and having the ilm in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and iman in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afu. Understanding the meaning of al-afu. And that's why, ikhwan, it all throughout the Quran, after a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this. Imma ghufran, or He says afu. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do tayammum, this ibadah, according to the correct opinion, tayammum is ibadah. This worship of ibadah, of tayammum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah kana afuwan qadira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He, afuwan ghafura. He says that He is oft pardoning and oft forgiving. After the ibad of tayammum, Allah didn't mention a sin before it. He mentioned a good action. But then He reminded that He is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala that wipes out, number one, all of the deeds, the bad deeds that you don't see a trace from it. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that forgives even when it's written, to remind us that not to be arrogant and complacent with the good deeds that we do. Not to be complacent with the good deeds that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this after that. So it's a reminder for myself and my dear brothers. Don't think that you're there. Don't think that anta wasalt, that you've reached it. You fasted all these days. MashaAllah. You've prayed. Do not be fooled. Do not be deceived by the deceptor, Iblis. Do not be deceived by your nafs to think that you're wasalt. And that you muzakki, falatuzakku anfusakum. Do not hold yourselves to be pure and praise yourselves. So we have to work hard, ya Ikhwan. In the last 10 days of this blessed month. And remember this dua when we say it, not just reiterate it on our tongue. Have iman in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afu, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves afu, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our hafuwat, and to pardon us, because that is the highest level.